Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 6, 2023. Turkey disaster. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, February 6, 2023. My heart is with the citizens of Turkey during the heavy disaster that befell them with the powerful earthquake. My students from Turkey update me on every development, and together we are closely following my dear student whose building he and his family lived in collapsed and has since disappeared. We will connect to one common heart and pray for their safety. Family and the modern world. Question: is a family needed in the modern world? Answer: I think it is impossible to live without a family, although today millions of people in the world do not create families and do not give birth to heirs and the next generation. I believe that all this is wrong and temporary. Question: does it make sense to have children if you do not know what will happen tomorrow? Answer: of course it does. If you do not know what will happen tomorrow, it does not mean that there will be no tomorrow. So we need to give birth. And tomorrow will come and already establish some of its own specific relationships, laws, and values, and you will understand that you did not give birth to children in vain. Question: how can a couple maintain a relationship if both live in different countries? Answer: I do not think it is possible. If this is a couple, then there must be some joint actions for them. It is the tactile sensations that are important. Question: what if one of the partners in the couple is an energy vampire? Answer: divide this role into two. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. What are we enjoying for? Question: does contact with the Creator always run through the prism of humanity? What is the difference in what I feel now, how I give to people, receive from them, and naturally enjoy in one form or another? Answer: that is where the problem is. What are you enjoying for? Question: for my own sake, of course. Is that why I do not feel the light of Hasidim or the light of Hochma? Answer: yes, precisely because in your manipulations with anyone you pursue only your own goal, your own well-being. Consciously or unconsciously, the calculation always proceeds from the fact that you will benefit from this action. And if you get out of this restrictive framework, you will begin to feel what you are doing. And then, behind all humanity, behind all the people from whom you receive and to whom you give, you will see the higher force. If you just give without receiving anything in return, then it will be the light of Hasidim. And if you receive for the sake of giving, the light of Hochma. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. Where does anti-Semitism come from? Question: you write that the concept of sacrifice was revealed after the consecutive entrances into Egypt of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Egypt in Hebrew is Mitzrayim, that is, Mitzrah, the concentration of evil when man enters this evil. The people of Israel, our inner desires, made sacrifices. The Egyptians, who represent egoism, seeing how the Israelites made sacrifices and tried to unite, hated them for that. In general, our ego hates when it is sacrificed. The question arises, can we say that this is where the root of anti-Semitism comes from? Answer: the root of anti-Semitism comes precisely from this state, when people see that Jews interpret everything in the inner sense of the word. For example, sacrifice means the sacrifice of our egoism. Praise not to some god or something, but to the upper force that can reward you with the opportunity to be kind and empathetic to other people. And so on. This misunderstanding of Judaism led to the beginning of anti-Semitism. Question: does it mean that hatred of the quality of bestowal and love, which was cultivated by people called Israel who lived in Egypt at that time, in principle, caused anti-Semitism? Answer, yes, it is natural hatred. If I am in the qualities of reception, I just want to receive pleasure, and if I see that someone near me is trying to connect and acquire another quality, the quality of bestowal and love, I naturally hate that person. Thus, my hatred of the qualities of bestowal and love evokes anti-Semitism. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, January 8, 2023. The reason science is not using the knowledge of Kabbalah. Comment: information about the creation of creation through the descent of the four stages of the development of desire has been available to the scientific world for a few hundred years already. However, no one has used it. My response: what does the scientific world have to do with it? It does not work with this data at all. Question: but science is searching for the answer to the question of how the world was created? Various theories exist about this. Billions of dollars are invested in this research. Do you think there is a possibility that the Kabbalistic theory will be used in the future? Answer: in general it is possible, but science has to come to some kind of dead end in order for this to happen. Then it will begin to re-examine itself. Where did we stumble, make a mistake, or take a hypothesis as a given, which in general do not place? When people start to question whether we are on the wrong path and that this is not the path of nature, but the path of our egoism, then they will find answers to their questions in Kabbalah. Comment: perhaps one of the reasons is that we are talking about the level of human. Therefore it is difficult for science to research it. Science has a relatively easy way to study inanimate and vegetative nature specifically. My response: yes, here indeed we are talking about our desires. It is not easy to research them. From CAB TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 1, 2023. When we don't want anything. The crises passing through the world are not just the constant crises of overproduction. Now it is already a global crisis. But the point is not that people are tired of buying and they are fed up. The fact of the matter is that a person has changed. This is no longer a person who wants to grab the whole world for himself. He himself has changed so much that he no longer wants this world. This is the reason. Offer me another 20 phones, 1,000 televisions, something else, and something else. There is no longer a craving for this. No. Invent me something else. So what? The general depression that passes through the world in a strong wave suggests that a person today no longer needing material fulfillment. Everything has its own limit. We come to, what's next? What will you fill me with? What will you sell me? And what can you sell me? After all, I don't want anything anymore. First, sell me a desire to make me want. And the fact that you invest 50 to 60% of the cost of the product in advertising, with this nothing can be achieved. It does not work anymore. No matter how much you spin it on TV and on the internet, everything is practically useless. A person is not just oversaturated with toys, he is no longer interested in these toys at all. A new kind of emptiness appears in him, an internal emptiness that in our world has no source of filling. That is the problem. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. How to Make a Revolution, February 10, 2012. In the authority of the upper forces. Question: to what extent can egoism take over a person who is on the spiritual path? How do we escape this situation? Answer: egoism cannot rule a person who is on a spiritual level. This means that it breaks down again, but these are extraordinary cases. A person who is on a spiritual level is dominated by different forces. His intentions may seem egoistic to us, but in principle he does not have any intention for his own sake. Everything works differently for him. Just as a magnet holds a piece of iron at a certain level above the ground and balances to some extent the force of gravity, it is the same here. An anti-gravitational force that already exists in a person keeps him at this height. The decisions he makes are different from those made by anyone else living on Earth. But since he is not yet completely corrected, he makes decisions based on the extent to which he exists in the spiritual world. And if an additional egoistic desire is added to him now, he will fall from the spiritual level and will see everything based on our world. But this is given to him precisely so that he understands that a descent has occurred. Question: what if a person is not yet in spiritual attainment, but is already on the way? Answer: while on the way, he feels that he has risen or fallen. That is, he feels the measure of the presence of the upper light in him as the best state of open eyes and an open mind, or conversely as a fall, a descent. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Egoism Uses Me, January 28, 2012. Michael Lateman, on Quora: is there any such thing as fate or destiny? Yes, we have fate. That is, we live in a predetermined reality. We each have different fates that move us through life's various states at differing rates. For instance, some people live basic lives, doing nothing much more than working to provide for themselves and their families until they pass away, and then there are people who undergo many more changes throughout their lives. It is not apparent why it goes one way for some, and another way for others. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, each person's fate depends on the inner structure of the soul that we are all parts of. Based on Cab TV's Blitz of Questions and Answers with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman on January 6, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.